So we talked last time a little bit about what we want, right? And the difficulty in sometimes even defining what we want. And a lot of times we ask someone what they want and they don't know, right? Or they have something like, I want a Ferrari or I want this thing. But we sometimes hesitate to go one deeper and like, what do I want? What do I think this thing will get me, right? Or we come up with a vague answer that's not definable, like, I want to be happy. But we don't really understand what makes us happy, right? So there's a level below that. Like, what is happiness? What does happiness feel like? What are the things that make you happy? And a lot of times we'll go one, you know, we'll kind of do this push-pull one level above what we actually want, you know, and to get to the point that I want to feel totally loved and connected with my family, or I want to have security that I don't have to worry about my future being provided for myself and my family and the next generations. But today what I want to talk about a little bit is like, why is it difficult to come up with the question, like, what do I want? Like, in the four areas of life, right? What do I want in, you know, body, being, balance, business? Like, what do I want in my body, right? When we start breaking this down a little farther, sometimes we say, okay, what I want is I want to be this super athlete and when I want to win the Olympics. Right. Well, that's a question we can again answer. Like, what do I really want? Like, why do I even want that? Right. Do I want the recognition, or do I want to? What do I want that's below having this level of fitness? Right. So, what I want to talk about again is what goes on in the back of our minds. Right. What goes on in the back that says, that I want this, but I have these rules. These are the things that draw me to this. But what I want to talk about today is the things like, what do I want to go away from, right? And to understand the dynamics of why this push-pull happens and why in our mind that we associate the part that we want, but we also include the opposite, like what we don't want. You know, for example, in our body, I want to have this level of fitness, but what I don't want is the amount of pain that goes with this. Right. So if we take our go-to, right, I want to have this level of vitality and flexibility and endurance and all these things. But in the same time, before we can say that, we have this association with being very painful. Right. So we have an association between the thing we want and pain. Right. So we have this is the thing that draws us, but this is the thing that draws away. Right. So we have this push-pull in our mind, in our subconscious a lot of times, that creates this fog where we can't actually say that I want this situation that I want because I have this subconscious association with all these things, right? For example, I want to have a great relationship. So I have this thing to this draw to be vulnerable and to share who I am and share that experience with another person. But if you have an away from, I don't want to get hurt. And the I don't want to get hurt is stronger than the I want this relationship. You'll never have the relationship, right? So we have to deal with the balance between what I want to go away from and what I want to go towards, right? And we have to balance the scale, if you will, or tip the scale in some sense that we actually go for what we want. Now, I've done a little exercise in the past, right, where I lay down my go-to values, right, the things I want. I want a close connection with my family, right? I want a close connection in an intimate relationship. And I want, the love and connection with the other people, my friends and the other people in my life. And I want to have a relationship with the people I work with that is a genuine concern for each other. And then on the other side of that, like, those are things I legitimately want, and many people want those things. But the things and the burdens that I had to deal with and I still have to deal with is the things on the other side. What is the go away from, right? Like, we've all had experiences where we've been betrayed in a friendship. We've been betrayed in a relationship where we've lost trust or it was a painful situation. So on the flip side of that, I have these other items, right? I don't want to be vulnerable because vulnerable in my head equals pain, right? And in myself, I may have had more experiences in painful being vulnerable than pleasure, right? I can do the math, like consciously, and say, okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to have this thing I actually want really bad if I don't change my view of the things I don't want. I have to have that be a stronger pull than the pull of not being hurt. And so how do we do that, right? We have to look for the lesson, right? We have to deal with the things that have been painful, right? And as a culture, especially men, we're taught not to deal with it, right? We're strong if we just kind of bury it and we suck it up and we deal with it. But what happens is we don't, right? We bury it and we've got this barrier there for our lifetime until we actually pull it up and say, you know, what did I do wrong? Like, what is the lesson in this pain? Like, anytime there's pain in our life or suffering, suffering is an extended pain because we didn't actually grab the lesson, right? But when pain shows up in our life, what is it that we could have made a better decision? What is the lesson in this pain that we need to deal with, right? And once we extract the lesson, you know, let's just take, for example, somebody that maybe was maybe cheated on in a relationship. And we look at that and say, okay, what, you know, I was vulnerable, I was hurt, therefore, I'm going to put that aside and I'm going to carry that weight on this side of the scale, right? Like, I can't have this loving relationship because I have this fear of being hurt. But what happens if we lighten that up? What happens if we lighten up the end that is the balance that says this is a painful situation? What if we actually work that through and say, you know what? What I have, what I've experienced was some decisions on my part, right? I wasn't able to judge character. I wasn't able to give this person what they need. I wasn't able to be totally vulnerable with them that they could share these things ahead of time. Or, and it comes as our nature, right? We want to blame. And they're human, right? They're going to make mistakes and sometimes worse than ours, sometimes less than ours. But what we tend to do is we tend to focus on everyone else, right? This was out of our control. This cheating situation was out of our control. And therefore, we blame other people and say, we got hurt because of this other person. People are bad. But what we don't often consider is that we actually had decisions that contributed, right? Now, we can have a decision to say, okay, you know what? I want to be vulnerable. I want to share. In fact, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do it up front. Right? I'm going to create an environment with someone that has this vulnerability that will actually share deep feelings. And I've had the experience where I've had those discussions where someone say, you know what, for some reason, like we went out and I don't know, I was just pulled to this person. I had some attraction. There was some energy pulling me to this person. And we talked about that. Instead of like burying that, like we're going to go crazy. And I'm guilty of this myself, right? Someone would say that, I'd go crazy. Like, what? Don't you love me anymore? You know, blah, 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 blah. Instead of honoring the fact that they were vulnerable and truthful and actually dealing with it, like I shut it off. Like I block the door and say vulnerability is not an option here, right? Because I don't want to have to consider those possibilities. I don't want to have to consider that I may have to improve, right? That this person has needs and that they're actually stepping out a lot more than myself and they're actually investing in this relationship more than me. And then when I block them and they go have an affair, then I somehow blame them when I didn't allow that vulnerability in my life because I wasn't willing to be that vulnerable. So once we work through the opposites, right? Once we work through the items that are countering what we really, really want, you know, that was just an example, but it carries through in all aspects of life, kind of the spirituality part as well. You know, I've recently come to the conclusion that I didn't want to actually connect on a lot of levels because I have this underlying fear and guilt thing because I've, as all humans have, I've hurt some people and I've done some things that I'm not proud of and I've been lazy at times where I should have invested in people and I didn't pay attention to other people, you know, and we all do these to some degree. And there's times when we're hurt, right, that we feel like at least we have all we can do with the handling ourselves. We don't really have a lot of time or energy to invest in another person. And what happens at those points is we tend to close up, especially as men, right? We just close down and we deal with it, we stuff it. And even though people try to reach in and try to help us, and we kind of reject that, right? We don't let that in. And yet when they go like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I've been reaching out and reaching out and reaching out, and you won't let me in. You won't let me love you. And therefore, like, I'm not going to participate in your life anymore. Right. And then we blame them. Like, no one loves me. No one, you know, and as men, I think we experience this a lot. We feel really, really alone because we tend to go inside, right? We tend that when we're hurting, right, we're already so vulnerable that to be more vulnerable, to actually share who we are and what we feel at the time is that step more into the uncomfortable, but being exposed to more hurt. But we have to go there, right? And in my experience in the being part is, right, when I am more vulnerable and I actually catch myself, kind of blaming other people, and I realize, you know, that they don't care and whatever, I'm like, God, you know, they're almost saintly, right? Because I've not invested in them. Even though I appreciate them, I've not shared the fact that I appreciate them. Like, actually, they're kind of saintly, you know, to kind of go on trust when I've not supported them. And here I'm blaming them for not supporting me. So what I'm going to ask you to do today is just like go beyond, like when we have this thing that we want, like what is the counter to that? Like in the four areas of life, body, being, balance, and business, like what are the things that are go away from values and the things that are in contradiction to the things that we want? You know, the one maybe last example is in business, right? I've had a business since I was 18 years old. And it's become, I've just gotten out of that business recently, but for a lot of years, you know, I had the opportunity and we've done some sizable international projects and so on, but I had to kind of keep that a secret a little bit from my family, who I felt, and maybe this isn't even true, I'm still working through some of this, that they thought I was a snob, they thought I was all about money, they thought that I thought I was better than them. And so I had to keep it quiet, right? Because I didn't want to have that discussion. I didn't want to have the conflict. I wanted their love so bad that I would lie to them. Yeah, you heard that right. Like I lied to them and then I blamed them, right? I didn't share with them like the excitement that I have of winning the game, of winning the sale, of doing a big project. I didn't share with them the happiness, right? I just kind of pretend it didn't happen. Like I protected them from the truth because I didn't want them to judge me. And yet they judge me. And that it's kind of ironic, right? So I have this, in this situation, I have this go away from, like, I don't want to be this person that I am. I don't want to share all these things that I enjoy about my business, right? So I go away from, so in contradiction to me actually wanting to produce a sizable income for my family and security and to take care of them versus like, I don't want to be judged by my family. So I have this mental contradiction. So my question for you is, where in your life are you in contradiction between what you really, really want and the things that you really, really don't want? Where are they in odds? Where is the things that you really, really don't want in contradiction with the way, with what you really, really do want? And how can you deal with those things that you really don't want in another manner other than to offset the things you really do want?